Then the Parshas Balak talks about what Bilam succeeded doing at the end of the day, even though all his clothes were nefach lebrachis, as the Pesukim tell us. However, the Eitzah that he gave to Balak was Elohim Shalidu Sainim Zimu. And the middle of the end of the Parsha says, Vayishri Tzor Vashitim Yechalem Biznois Albanes Moyer. Atikren Alom Nezibche Elohim Vayuch Alom Yishtachu Elohim Vitzomid Yisrael Leval Por Vichach Hashem Yisrael. Chal Yisrael was Tzomid Leval Por. They cleaved to Baal Por. Their Mamish Dovuk to Baal Por. Kitzmid Psil, Chazal say. Mamish something which is like a Tupperware cover, makes it airtight, the cover is on. So that's Smid Psil, they were Nitzmad to Baal Por. And Vayomer Moshe al Shefti Yisrael, Hugu Ish Anoshev HaNitzmodim LeBaal Por. What's Baal Por? So Chazal tell us, the Avodah Zarah Baal Por was to use the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. And the question is, what type of insanity is that? And how could it be that Klal Yisrael were Nitzmad to Baal Por? Chazal tell us the story of the woman who was sick, and she said, if I get better, the goito, she says, if I get better, I'll be over every single Avodah Zarah in the world. And she went around, she sure enough, she got better, and she went around from Avodah Zarah, town to town, being over every Avodah Zarah until she got to Baal Por. She says, no, how do you over Avodah Zarah? What do? You bow down, you give her food, what do you do? Says, no, you defecate in front of the Avodah Zarah. She says, if that's the case, I'd rather go back to being sick. And Klal Yisrael needs modem le Baal Por. How do we understand that? Well, what's the rayon behind this Baal Por? I mentioned this in the past, but the Yisrael is such an important Yisrael that it's certainly worth repeating. Rav Olde said that he asked this question to Rav Huttner. And Rav Huttner said that this is really is symbolic of the ideology of pessimism. Pessimist? What's a pessimist? Machnus says, what difference does it make if you eat a succulent steak or a delicious red apple, or you eat dirt? At the end of the day, it turns into excrement. Right? At the end of the day, it's all the same. And Mamela, it doesn't really make a difference what you do, because it all ends up, at the end of the day, it turns into tzaya. That's what it is. And it's much more than that. It's much deeper than that. It's at the end of the day, everybody dies. At the end of the day, everybody finishes their life, and that's it. That's the end. So what's the difference what you do during life? Because at the end of the day, you all end up in a cleft in the earth. What is it at the end of the day? That's pessimism. And that's exactly what Yiddishkeit stands diametrically opposed to such an idea. I think maybe that's Pshatin why Moshe Rabbeinu was Nikvar Mul Beis Pa'ar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, who symbolizes Klal Yisrael, is Mul Beis Pa'ar. It's exactly opposite of Beis Pa'ar. In Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing as something which has no teyelis. There's no such thing which is, it doesn't make a difference what it is, because at the end of the day, it's nothing. Tzoya is fertilizer. It's from the zevel, it's from the tzoya that we start new life. That's where it all starts from. You're right, it's the end of the day, it turns into tzoya, but the tzoya is the beginning of the next life, the beginning of new tvuah, the beginning of new delicious fruit that come. So the apple starts off as an apple, ends up tzoya, but the tzoya starts off as tzoya and ends up as an apple. It's all the beginning of something else. As a matter of fact, it's like we saw now in the sugyo, in Chofei, that tzoya is used for Dvarim Shebekdusha. The way that we have Eiris, the way they have klaf, they take Eiris and they put it into the tzoya of the klavim, which was the zchus. It says, Kol Yisrael Leyechat Kol Vishonei, Kol Yisrael got the Chazal say there was the zchus for the klavim, that they weren't mafriyat the geulo. They got the schus. Somebody just sent me a picture yesterday. He was in Morocco, and he sent me one picture from Morocco, and the picture is the largest burski that is still around nowadays. Burski is exactly where they tan hides, but they don't do it synthetically with chemicals over there. They do it visadasa, like it says in the Gemara. He says from here, he writes on the bottom, he says, if you were there, you would understand what Chazal say, that a woman has a right to divorce her, ask for a divorce if her husband works in a borski even for one day. It's hard to believe from the amount and from the size that you see these huge vats of tzoya. You don't really see exactly what it is, but it's hard to believe that anybody in the entire country could say Shema. But this is something that is L'chura, what is it? It's Tzoya of Kelavim. And what is it used for? For Davar Shabbat Kedusha. That's how we get our cloth. That's what, there's nothing which is not Choshev. There's nothing that at the end of the day that's what it turns into. There's no such thing as at the end of the life, everybody ends up dead. I was just by Shleishim this week, and the person mentioned that there's a Malbim by Bnei Chiz. When Avraham Avinu was Kaver Sarah in front of Ephron in Bnei Chiz, he says that really, Lefnei Kol Bo Yishar Yirei. Everybody was there. Everybody came together. It says that it was on purpose. Avraham Avinu gathered everybody together on purpose that they should make a huge ma'amid, that you should understand what are they doing. What's he doing? He's burying somebody. In those days, there's no reason to bury somebody. Why bury somebody? His life is over. That's it. Burn him, cremate him, sprinkle his ashes on the seven seas. There's no reason to bury a person. But in Yiddishkeit, there's no. This is just this is not the end. This is the beginning of the derech. This is it's not the end of his life, and that's it. He's finished. And v'chulu. No, Klal Yisrael is just passing from world to world, but it's not the end of Bechlal. And that's really mavur in the psukim of Bilam when his mi mon ofer Yaakov mispar servi Yisrael. So Rashi says, what's mi mon ofer Yaakov? Who could count? Chazal tell us who could count the mitzvahs that Yaakov does with offer. How many mitzvahs does Klal Yisrael do with offer? There's offer seita and there's leisachar shamar yachtov and there's how many different mitzvahs there are. Who isn't even a mitzvah? It's not mentioned there. But that are done with offer, everything is used, even the lowest of the low, the most base things, the most material, the most physical things are used for mitzvahs. I thought maybe that's pshat, that the famous story with the Chazal Talos in Ksubis, that Nagdim Ben Gurion's daughter, he was Miyashiri Yerushalayim, and his daughter at a certain point by the Churban was picking out Sa'irim Yibayin Gloliya Behema. And it says that he says Ashrecha Yisrael. He says Ashrechem Yisrael, that when you're on the highest of the high, so you're Meshulam Lekechavim. When you're lowest of the low, you're Meshulam Biyad the lowest nations, and even from the lowest of the nations, it's the Tzoyer from the lowest of the nations. And we see Chazal says a similar thing, but again, to sometimes Klal Yisrael is Meshulam to Kechavim, sometimes Meshulam to Ofer. Whether it's Afar or whether we're the Tzoya of the Gloli Behemoth of the lowest nations, Klal Yisrael is always still living off of that. Klal Yisrael is still being Mekayim Mitzvahs, even when they're Meshulam, even when they're Afar, the Yisrael of Afar by Klal Yisrael is that you can still be Mekayim Mitzvahs with Afar. Klal Yisrael, even when they're Meshulim, even when they're Meshulam to the lowest of the low, they're still being Mekayim Mitzvahs. You hear the stories that went on in the Holocaust of the mysterious Nefesh from Mekayim Mitzvahs, the Kloisenberger. That he would, he didn't give up on anything. There was not. He lived Kila as if he was living in Tzans from before the war. It was like, even though he was in the most difficult of the situations, he kept all the. He wouldn't drink from a kli before they were tevel. It was like, not to be believed. Even when they're Meshulam Kafar, still, Klal Yisrael was able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. But that's, by a Yid, everything is Chashev. There's a story with Rav Moshe. That there was a person that he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that his situation is terrible, and he only has like a few weeks to live. He says, however, we could do a invasive procedure that's very painful, and you're probably going to suffer, but we'll be able to prolong your life for a good few months, 6 months. I don't know exactly what he told him. So he says, let me, I'll get back to you. He went to Ramesha, and he asked Ramesha, and Ramesh says to go for it. Kitzer, he went back to says how many? I think he says how many months are you going to live? Is the doctor say that you can live afterwards? So told him whatever it was, 6 months. So he says let's make a cheshbon of how many brachas you're going to make over the course of those 6 months. How many times are you going to say Moed Ani in the morning over the course of those 6 months? Every single bracha. He says, you know what it's worth? You know what such a bracha is worth? Especially Toivachas Bitzar Mimeir Shalei Bitzar. Whatever it's a gold mine. Kitzur came back to the doctor and he told the doctor, he says, I'm going to go for it. So the doctor was floored. He says, this is the first time that I've ever had this in my career, that somebody didn't take the easy way out. He says, what's the deal? What's the pshat? He says, I said, listen here, I'm going to go speak to my rabbi. And this is what we came out. He says, okay. Fine. Comes back, the patient comes back a month later for the next, whatever it was, next checkup. And there's a new doctor there. Not the same doctor that he saw before him. So he says, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was supposed to come to this doctor. He says, that's me. He says, that's you. He says, last time I came, you didn't have a yarmulke on your head. You didn't, weren't wearing tzitzis. You didn't have anything. What's, what happened all of a sudden? With the beard and everything, the whole nine yards. He said, I'll tell you the truth. He says, after you told me that, and there was never such a person that had it, I said, I got to go speak to this rabbi. Let me go speak to this rabbi. I went to go speak to Rabbi Feinstein, and I was just floored by what I heard. And that's it. To appreciate that every single time that a person makes a bracha, every single, there's nothing which is not chashuv. I think we saw it really in when we were learning Hilchos Tefillah, and it says some of the oilam was floored. I think a lot of the oilam was floored. By it says that it's better to miss Tefillah B'tzibur if you're not going to be able to say Yesh Meirava. What does it mean Yesh Meirava? The halacha is the way Paskin Shemayas Ka'inah. And if you listen to Tesis Paskins and we pass like that halacha, if you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and you hear Yesh Meirava, you stop and you're Yitzeh with the Shemayah Ka'inah. So it's kilas if you did say it. Tesis says, Hachi Adif Tfein. Still better, Etzmas is a little bit better to say it out than to just hear B'yitz with Shemei Ka'inye. And for that, I'm going to lose Tefillah B'tzibur. Tefillah B'tzibur, understand. Tefillah B'tzibur, Chash V'zach. For the milo of saying Hishmei Rabba, saying it out yourself, as opposed to Shemei Ka'inye, that's already more Choshev in priority, that's more Choshev than Tefillah B'tzibur. And we know what it says about, the Alter of Kelm said that it's G'day to create the entire world, all 6,000 years, that one Yid should one time say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemei. And he says, 1,000 Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemei don't equal one Amen. And 1,000 amens don't equal one Yehesh Meirabo. Appreciate what everything is, like the story with Rosh Simon. And he used to give one shekel a day for the 6 million people that were killed in the Holocaust. They said, if you split up one shekel to 6 million, it doesn't come out to be too much. Like, what exactly? He says, you're right. To split up one shekel to 6 million doesn't come out to be too much. But one mitzvah? One mitzvah is infinite. Infinite, you can split up and you get into 6 million. Everybody gets a chelik. There's nothing which is you saw in the last six parasha, this six parasha also. Oig, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared about Oig because he did something Shalei Lishma 500 years earlier. But Bilam with his Bilam and Balak with the Karbonis. So it was Yotze. Generations later, he was Zeicha to be the Rus that came out of because of his Karbonis which were offered to the Rabbeinu Shalom Keneged Klal Yisrael. There's nothing. Lamaisa was offered. I think the Sifte Chaim says it was done the Shema for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, maybe for the totally wrong reasons. There it says God, we learn Shalei Lishma, Bali Shema. But even any mitzvah, even Shalei Lishma, even something which is there's no limited amount of, and there's nothing which is not chashiv. And Mameila, sometimes a person is mischazik. He decided he's going to be mischazik. He heard something that happened, whatever it is, Meron, and he's going to be mischazik. And he's mischazik taka. And then the day later, it's finished. And he looks back at me and he's like, I only did it for a day. What did I do already? Ugh, no. No, it's not ugh, no. Every single thing that a person does, you're right. There's a mile to doing it, to keeping it up for 100%. And we should if we could. But there's nothing which is not chashev. There's no chizik which is not chashev. There's no mitzvah not chashev. There's no dibur which is not, of learning which is not chashev. No amen which is not chashev. Smiling to your friend, or to your chavrusa, or to your neighbor, certainly chashev. And definitely if it's for your wife, it's also a kima shalom bayis. Every single thing that we do, we should be zeicher to reach Olam Haba with tremendous tzar. Beis Hashem.